Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi, the sheer sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're only in Shabbos, Daf Kuv Vov, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, the 19th perek in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Kuv Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara spoke in the previous Daf regarding someone needs to bring the knife of the Milo on Shabbos. What should he do? Reb Lezer says you can actually carry the knife of Milo. And according to Rabban, you cannot carry the knife. One of the solutions we brought was called choylo, which means create a row of people to carry the knife. So Gemara now brings a story. It's mentioned in the Bavli, in the Masechet Psachim, that Hillel HaZaken was by Bnei Biseira, and Bnei Biseira forgot halacha, and they had to rely on Hillel, and that's what they made Hillel into the Nasi. So what was the story? It says the Gemara, Shalul Hillel HaZaken, Ma'ala Asos Lohom Shlo Yiviu Sakinei Mimoyim. It was Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, as it's going to be Be'ez Hashem this year, Tavshin Pehei. Erev Pesach was on a Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you can't carry the knives. Now, people have to come and do Korban Pesach, but they don't have knives. They didn't carry the knives on time. So what do you do with the Korban Pesach when you cannot carry the knife? Says the Gemara of Kuvol and Mudalif, Omer Lehem, Halacha Shemati V'Shachachti. I heard a halacha, I mean, I heard what to do, but I don't remember what it was. Let Am Yisrael figure out on their own. If they're not Nevi'im, they're sons of Nevi'im, so they will know what to do. Anyone who used for Korban Pesach a sheep, he put the knife in the wool of the sheep. Gdi, if it was a goat, he tied the knife to the horns. So they didn't carry the knives, the animals carried the knives. Kivan Shiro, my son is Karlocho. And Hillel HaZaken saw what Am Yisrael are doing. He remembered the Halacha. That's what I heard from Shmaya Vavtalim, his rabbis. That you can carry the knives this way. Says the Gemara of Zahir, B'Shem Belazar, called Toyo Shein La Beis Av Eina Toyo. If you would not hear from Shmaya Vavtalim, you would not allow people to carry the knives. Because just the fact that everybody's doing it doesn't mean it's right. You need to have a Beis Av, you need to have a source. Tamat Tanini, we learned over there, Rechav Aleo, Nishan Aleo, Nitlo Aleo. Referring to Paradumo, you're not allowed to use the Paradumo. If someone did write in the Paradumo, he leaned in the Paradumo, he hanged himself the Paradumo. Over Bonar, he went with it through the river. Keep Alea put on it the rope. Nozatalitole put his clothing on it. In all these cases, Psulo, the Paradumo, is being used in the Paradumo, it makes a puzzle. Hado yofo me'ai, ve'ai yofo me'ado. Meaning we learn from Paraduma to Kachim and from Kachim to Paraduma, because also Kachim we're not allowed to use. Hadayo for Me'ayi, meaning Paraduma learns from the case of Kachim. If you put a knife on it, the Shachtet is okay. Because you see in Korban Pesach, you can put the knife on the animal. So as a Paraduma, you can put a knife, if it's the tzayuch of the animal, it's not considered to be that he's using the animal. And Kachim learned from Paraduma. Shekol avoido shilashem Kachim eina avoido. That anything that's done for the Behemah itself is not an avoido. This we learn from the end of that Mishnah regarding Paradumo. Paradumo, if you did any type of protection of Paradumo, put it on the Paro, then it's not considered to be a muscle, it's not considered to be a load, and it's not poisel Paradumo, and the same thing applies to Kachim. Says the Gemara, going back to our Sugyar, via Tirulem al Dechulo, why do they need to use a row of people? We just learned that if a row of people standing in a line, you could carry something through the row, that's considered to be a mechitza. So why don't they say that they take the knife of Pesach and use a chula for that? Elo says the Gemara Karavami. You have to say like we learned in previous daf. Ravami says we don't rely on a chula. Says the Gemara, I feel tamer kev simon. If you want to go like a simon that does rely on a chula. Keshen shenin mazu, kach nein mazu. The same way Hillel HaZaken forgot the halacha that you can put it on the animal. He also forgot the halacha that you can use a chula, you can use a rope. So the Gemara, Omar Avavin, Veloi Eiv Shar Lishnei Shavuos, Shloi Chalar Bosol Yos B'Shabes, Velama Nelmo Halacha Mehem. What's Shad, the Bnei Biseiro, the Tamil Chachomim, they didn't know the Halacha. Because in every two cycles of Shemitah, Shnei Shavuos, every 14 years, there will always be at least one time the Pesach falls on a Sunday, or Pesach falls on a Shabbos. So why didn't they remember from the last 14 years, what do they do? Why do they need to ask Hillel HaZaken? Answers the Gemara, Kedeliten Gdula Lehillel. So they come and give Gdula to Hillel. They wanted Hillel, could be Mishamayim, they wanted Hillel to become the Nasi. So they made everybody forget what to do until Hillel said. So what Tanya Blazer Kashem Shashchita Doich Shabbos, Kach Machshir Shchita Doich Mesa Shabbos. This is a machlekes that we have in Mesechet Psochim, and the same we have a machlekes regarding Milo, that says that b'milu, can you carry mechshiri milu on Shabbos? Can you do a melacha, which is not the actual milu on Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar says b'milu you could. Rabbi Elazar also says by a shchita that you could do also. Same way you could do shchita on Shabbos. You could do mechshiri shchita on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, lo yim amarte b'shchita, sh'yiv shal le'asoyiz b'yam Shabbos. Shchita cannot be done on Erev Shabbos. So that you could do on Shabbos. Toyim mechshiri shchita, sh'yiv shal le'asoyiz b'yam Shabbos. Mechshiri shchita, you could do b'yam Shabbos. So that you can do on Shabbos, even when Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. Amul Rabbi Lezer, imur etzibur yochichu, she yecholim la'asoysom, the Girsa is, b'moitzi Shabbos, v'dechim sa Shabbos. What's the imur? Imurim is the fat. After you put a korban in the Mizbech, you have to put the fat on the Mizbech. Now the fat can be done not only during that day, it can be done the night after. So what do you do with imur etzibur? When you give a korban tzibur, what do you do with the fat? You can put it on the Mizbech as well on Shabbos. So the blows a why. Why don't I wait till Moitzi Shabbos and do it then? The fact that I'm allowing you to do the Imurim, which is part of the Korban, even though it's after the Korban was given, if I'm allowing you to do it after, I could do also before. And explains Reb Chaim, even though the Imurim is not Machshir Mitzvah, it's the Mitzvah itself, but the concept is anything I could do non-Shabbos, I should try to do non-Shabbos. So the Imurim could do Moitzi Shabbos. I still allow you to do on Shabbos. So you see, it says, Blazer, your concept, anything you could do non-Shabbos, you should not do on Shabbos, it's not true. So therefore, Mechshirim also should be able to do it on Shabbos, even though you could do it Erev Shabbos. Only Rabbi Akiva, Mali Mechshir Shchita Lacha Shchita, Shkva Dochas Shchita Es HaShabbos. Says, when you talk about Nimurim, there the Shchita already was Doich HaShabbos. So once I was Doich HaShchita, to make a korban on Shabbos, I already finished the job and put the Nimurim on the Mizbech. Yitchu machshir shchita lifnei shchito shadayin lo docha shchita shabbos. What a machshir shchita that happened before shchito. There shchita didn't happen yet. So you want to tell you the machshir will be doich shabbos. Dovar acher and another thing. Shem imtza zevach pasul imtza doich shabbos below shchito. Also maybe the korban will be found to be pasul, and then all the machshir that you did was for no need. Bishmai after the shchito you already did the korban. You know the korban is okay, so then you can do the imur. But before, who knows if the korban will be a good korban? Says the Gemara, "Gabei tinoik ma islach," meaning the same machlokes we have by shechita, we have by the baby, by a pris milah. Where is the second taino that you said by korban? How does that apply to a pris milah? So the Gemara, "Shami chalet tinoik v'nitzad doich shabbos below milah." Same idea. Maybe the baby will come sick, and you'll have to push the pris milah for after the Shabbos, and you did the machshir milah for no purpose. So that's where Rabbi Kiva says anything which is not the mitzvah itself, you cannot do it on Shabbos because you could do it erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Kuvav Amud Beis, "Hey Sivun." So they asked her, "Rakivo, her mizbeach shenavo b'Shabbos. What if the mizbeach broken Shabbos? Hari no ruy livonos b'Shabbos. You're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos, even though you couldn't do it on Erev Shabbos because it broke on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, you can't fix a mizbeach on Shabbos." Says the Gemara, "Mi mizbeach ruy livonos b'Shabbos. You're right. This mizbeach was broken on Shabbos, but in general, can you build a mizbeach on a weekday?" Yes, you don't have to build it the day you're doing the korban. So you don't say the Shabbos nitno lidochas etzlo. Shabbos not mutter for being a mizbech, even though in this case is the one time I'm not able to do it every Shabbos. Similarly, the Gemara brings another question. Someone who has a blister on his hand, so what happened is before Shabbos, the koyin was clean. On Shabbos, he grew a blister. Now he can do an avoido. Can you cut it on Shabbos? He cannot. Even though he couldn't do it every Shabbos, so the same answer. You can cut blisters on Fridays. Even though this specific blister you couldn't cut on Friday, it's still considered to be something that can be done on the weekday. When Pesach falls on Sunday and Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, referring to somebody who was tame and the Shvi Shilo, the seventh day of the stumok falls on Erev Pesach. Can you do a zoya on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Kiva, you can do it on Shabbos. So the one mean a zoya ruila hazos meitvol. Again, the same answer. You're right. This specific person was not able to do a zoya on Erev Shabbos, but in general, a zoya could be done on Shabbos. So Shabbos was not nitan lihidochos for this thing. According to Rabbi Kiva, only something which is the mitzvah itself, which you can't have at any other time, that you could do on Shabbos and not any machshirim mitzvah. Halacha beizok the mishnah. Oisei kol tzorchei milu. You could do anything for the milu. Moilim, the milu itself. Upoyim is removing the skin above the milu. Umoitzitzim is sucking the blood out. Fenoistim alea is palonis vechmoin. You could put on it a bandage and cumin. Im lois shochim me'av Shabbos. I didn't grind the cumin before Shabbos. Lois b'shina v'noisin. he should grind it with his teeth and give it. In other words, he should do bishinui. Im loy torif yayin v'shem, he didn't mix together the wine and oil which is required. No, he said zelatzo, zelatzo. He puts it each on its own without mixing it together. He not only make the certain bandage that he used to do, a special bandage they used to put on the mako, it's considered to be creating a kli in Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Although korin chaleo smartut, you can put some kind of cloth in it. Im loit kimeir Shabbos, if you didn't prepare before Shabbos and he needs to bring it on Shabbos and it may cause a sakana, korin chaleo tzbom if you afil b'chatzer achiras, he puts it on his finger and bring it for him another chatzer to bring it for the milah. Says the gemara himol yimul. That's what it says in the pasuk. Mikan l'shnei milos. You see, from here, two milos. Chad l'milo v'chad l'priya. These are the two parts of the milo. The milo itself, cutting the milo, and priya is removing the skin. Another pshat, achas l'milo v'achas l'tzitzim. What is for the milo itself, and what is for the leftover skin that you take it out? So that works according to Rekiva. That says, whenever you have an extra lashon in the Torah, you dash in each lashon. But Rabbi Shmuel d'omar l'shoydos k'fulosim, the Torah speaks, as the Lashon of the Bavli is, the Torah speaks like human beings, it sometimes doubles its Lashon, not for a drasha. A few examples. So he holds, you could double the Lashon. How does he learn that you have these two stages of the Milo? Says, if you don't have as a matter, Chassan Domim le Mulois. We speak about the Bismillah of the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Mulois lo Shiravim. Mikan l'shnei Milois. You have two Milois. Chat le Milois, chat le Priyo. One the Milois itself, one the Priyo to remove the skin. Chat le Milois, chat the Tzitzi, the Milois itself, and one to remove the leftover skin. Rabbi Omar, Hamoil Yimoil. Mikan le Moil Chumol, Shetzuch Latif Meno Dambris. You have to do a Milois for the one who is already Mohol. If someone was born Mohol, he still have to remove some blood from him. Hamol Yimol is the mole will have a mila as well. Another drasha, Hamal Yimol, Mikan Li Shoral Oral Shlo Yamol. It says Hamal Yimol. Only someone who has a mila could do mila. If he's an Oral, he doesn't have a bismillah, he can't do mila. Of course, a goy can't do it. Someone similar to you and not a goy. Singwatani Yisrael Malis Akusi. Yisrael could do mila for Akusi. The kusi ain't mal as Yisrael. The kusi cannot do mila to Yisrael. Meaning, even if you hold that a kusi has the din of Yisrael, but he's doing it as kavana is for avodah zara. For hagrizim is the type of avodah zara that they did for themselves. So therefore, he can do bris mila. Who cares if he has mila with a kavana for avodah zara? The mila doesn't require a kavana. Go let him do Mila with all his kavanas. Who cares? The kavanah doesn't influence the maise. As long as the maise is good, it's a good bismillah. In other words, the machlek is here. Does you have a din kavanah by Mila? Does kavanah have to be lishma to do it for the right purpose? Or there's no kavanah in Mila, you have to do only the maise. So if you hold only a maise, the person who has the wrong kavanah won't influence the Mila. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuvav.